after a minute or two, they hear, "Hey, there you are!" Pete and Carla look up. It's the old man from the shop. "What does he want?" Pete says. "I don't know," Carla says. "But he's angry. What's wrong?" The shopkeeper comes to the cafe. He is very angry. "Where are my coins?" he says. "Your coins?" Carla says. "I don't understand." "They're missing," the shopkeeper says. "Did you steal them?" Carla and Pete are surprised. The people at the tables near them are surprised too. They watch the two friends and the old man. "Steal your coins?" "No," Carla says. Her face is hot and red. "We didn't steal any coins or stamps," Pete says. "What are you saying?" He is angry now. "You've got my coins," the shopkeeper says. "The coins are missing, and this isn't the first time. Some coins were missing last week. Some students had them too, I think." "Did you see the students with the coins?" Pete says. The old man doesn't answer. A policeman walks down the street to the cafe. He watches Carla and Pete and the shopkeeper. Then he says, "What's wrong?" "These two students came into my shop," the shopkeeper says. "I went to the back room and answered the telephone. Then I went back into the shop. Some valuable coins were missing, and the two students were not in the shop." The policeman looks at Pete and Carla. "What do you say?" he asks. "Yes, we went into the shop," Carla says. "We wanted to look at the stamps." "But we didn't steal them," Pete says. "And we didn't take the coins." "Were there many people in the shop?" the policeman asks. "No," the shopkeeper says. "Only these two students and Tracy. Tracy works in my shop. She doesn't steal coins."
"How do you know?"
asks the policeman. "I looked in her bag and pockets today," the shopkeeper says. "And I looked in them last week." "You can look in my bag," Carla says.
"And you can look in my pockets," Pete says.
The shopkeeper is surprised. "Can I?" he says. "Please, look. Please look now," Carla says. "We didn't steal any coins." She gives him her bag. The shopkeeper looks in Carla's bag and in their pockets. The people at the tables near them watch him. Is he going to find the coins, they think? But he finds no coins or stamps.
"We didn't steal the coins," Pete says. "And now you know that."
I'm sorry," the shopkeeper says. "I was wrong. But I don't understand it. Where are the coins?" Then the old man goes back to his shop.
"He isn't very happy," Pete says to the policeman. "Coins are very small," the policeman says. "Perhaps they're in the shop, but he can't see them."
Some young people start to play music. A girl plays a flute. "We didn't steal any coins," Carla says to the policeman.
"I know," the policeman says.
Carla listens to the music. It is Greensleeves.
Where did I hear that? She thinks. And then she remembers the flute player near the coin and stamp shop. He played that tune, she remembers. Pete is watching her face. What is it? He asks her. What's wrong? I know now, she says. The missing coins. I know the answer. Do you? Pete says. What is it? Come with me, she says to Pete and the policeman. We're going to find the man with the flute. Which man? The policeman says. He plays in the street near the old man's shop, Pete says. Then Carla, Pete, and the policeman run to the stamp and coin shop. Hey, you! Carla says. The flute player is going to walk away, but the policeman stops him. Wait, the policeman says. We want to speak to you. The man wants to run now. I'm going home, he says. No, wait, the policeman says. He looks at Carla. You have the coins, Carla says to the flute player. No, the man says. He starts to run away, but the policeman stops him again. How did he do it? Pete asks Carla. It was the girl in the shop, Carla says. We looked at some stamps, remember? And the shopkeeper was on the telephone in the room at the back. But how did the flute player get the coins? The policeman asks. Yes, Pete says. I don't understand. He was outside the window, Carla says. The girl went to the window with the coins. But there were people in the street, Pete says. Yes, perhaps people watched her, Carla says. But the coins went into the flute player's hat. The coins were valuable, but the people in the street didn't know that. The girl and the flute player were very clever, Pete says. But now they're coming with me to the police station, the policeman says. He takes the coins from the flute player. After some time, a police car arrives. It takes the girl and the flute player to the police station. Thank you, the shopkeeper says to Carla. The coins are valuable. I want to say thank you. What can I give you? Carla smiles. Give Pete the stamps from South America, she says. Then he can start his stamp collecting today. Pete gives her a big smile. Thanks, Carla, he says. I love you.